Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. If it gets approval from the DNR in the county, the company plans to drill hundreds of feet underneath eastern Oneida County to explore its mineral potential, the first step to a possible mine. Badger Minerals, a subsidiary of a Canadian company, submitted those plans last month. If approved, it would be the first such drilling in Oneida County since at least the 1980s and first in the state in 8 years. But DNR Deputy Division Administrator Ann Kipper is quick to point out exploratory drilling is much different than mining.
It's a very early step.
Yes, very early step. And if somebody was interested in mining one of these deposits, there would be far more exploration before they would be applying for a mining permit.
WXPR's Ben Meyer visited the site of the proposed drilling, which is between Monaco and Pelican Lake. Some of the drill sites are within a few thousand feet of the Wolf River. Ben takes us to the site and plans on this week's The Stream tonight at 5:45. Wausau's Complete Count Census Committee met Wednesday to discuss efforts to make sure everyone is counted on April 1st. Kathy Groschel is leading the charge and says right now the focus is on educating the public about the process.
The questionnaires will come out on March 14th. You can respond three ways, online, by the phone, or by mail.
Anyone who doesn't respond to those questionnaires in a timely manner will get a follow-up visit from a census taker who will make sure your household is counted. She says the committee is also focusing on making sure the homeless are counted for, as well as working with local shelters and nonprofits. Rhinelander is home to the first certified autism-friendly business in this part of the state. WAOW Television reports Tom's Drawing Board was recognized by the Central Wisconsin Autism Society as an autism-friendly business during a celebration Wednesday evening. It's a working studio that has a shop and classroom. The business in Rhinelander is the first in the Central Wisconsin area and second in Wisconsin to be recognized as autism-friendly. The business is owned by Tom Barnett.
I hope all businesses in the surrounding areas everywhere just takes on this, because this is such a great thing to do. It's about inclusion. It's about offering services for children that would normally not have the opportunities because of their autism. And I think it's fantastic, and I think all businesses should do this.
Barnett says he's already offering autism-friendly classes and plans to have a sensory-sensitive Easter bunny for picture opportunities around Easter. And with the successful effort to raise enough money to meet this summer's nutritional needs of the Northland Pines School District students, a new fundraiser has been announced by the group, FORK, or Feed Our Rural Kids, formed to help get food to kids during the summer months when school lunch isn't available. Children whose families qualify for free school meals during the school year will have the opportunity to receive FORK Cares packages. They set a goal of 5,400 meals ready to go this summer, and that goal has been achieved. According to FORK President Perry Pogrand, now they're announcing a new fundraiser for this summer.
FORK, in cooperation with the Northland Pines School District and the St. Star Lake Chamber of Commerce, are on August 8th putting on a new event called Midsummer's Night Ride. It's a bicycle event.
The event starts in downtown St. Clair with a 5-mile ride to the corner store and back. Pogrand says there's also a 25-mile ride to the St. Germain area, then back to the corner store. He says there's ice cream and music, and he says the bike ride will be for the summer of 2021 goal.
Next year, our goal is 10,800 meals. The Midsummer's Night Ride is to start that process of raising funds to supplement the nutritional needs of children next summer.
More information on the effort is available at feedourruralkids.org. And Republican legislative leaders accuse Governor Evers of missing an opportunity to do the right thing. The Democratic governor is being blasted for vetoing a tax cut for Wisconsin families. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says Evers is trying to grow state government, whether Wisconsin can afford it or not. Evers says he wanted some of the money to be used to fund education programs along with a tax cut. The forecast for the rest of the day, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 18. Tonight, cloudy, low 5. Friday, sunny, high near 21. Snow showers, however, in the Lake Superior snow belt through Friday. Saturday, a high 32. Sunday, high 42. That's the news. I'm Ken Kroll.